questions.
That description subject to approval of the sole source hearing, is that?
That's sole source hearing is scheduled for this upcoming Wednesday, the 25th, a week from today. So it's just a formality again.
Okay.
Yeah.
But certainly if there is a problem.
Right.
We won't move forward and we'll come back and let
you know. That's right. It's subject to their approval.
To the approval. Okay.
And just so you know, if nobody protests or requests the hearing won't take place.
Okay.
And that's been the practice with this procurement. So.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any questions on these items under procurement 1 through 6? There being none, any objection to taking these together? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve items under procurement 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves the full consent board agenda. Thank you, John. Engineering has several items.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Directors. Engineering's got 20 items this morning. And start with item 1. It's a construction contract award. This is for boiler replacements at 4 of our maintenance facilities. We received 2 bids on this contract. The award is recommended to Boris Mechanical, the low bidder at $238,343. This will be their first tollway contract for us. And this is a contract that we've advertised via the Small Business Set-Aside Program.
What accounts for the big difference in bids?
We did not follow up with the second low bidder, but obviously they were not thinking the same way we were. The low bid did come in pretty close to our engineer's estimate, though, and because it's a small contract, we feel comfortable with moving forward. So item 2 is a construction contract award for replacement and modifications to the air handling unit. It's actually in the money room at the CA building here. This contract is also part of our Tollway Small Business Set-Aside Program. We received 2 bids on this contract. An award is recommended to the DMBE firm, the Bow Group, who is the low bidder at $326,799.55, and this is their second contract for the tollway. Okay. Item 3 is a construction contract award. This is for the upgrade of the ramp queue detection system and our CCTV cameras and dynamic message signs. It's all on the northbound approach to our Grand Avenue interchange on the Tri-State Tollway. This work is going to be occurring over the 5.2-mile approach to that interchange. We received 2 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to John Burns Electrical Company, who's a low bidder at $1,739,243.29. John Burns was able to win this bid utilizing some of their ECP bid credit. And they're also committing to exceed our DVE goal. Okay. So, item 4, Director, I need to ask you, we're going to defer this to the full board meeting.
Okay.
We're evaluating the veterans' goal submittal on this.
Okay. Item 4, deferred. Full board.
So item 5 is a construction contract award. This is for roadway repairs between Rockton Road and the Cherry Valley Interchange on Virginia Adams Memorial Tollway. This is the last 14.5-mile sections of I-90 at the very north end. The work will include some pavement marking installations, some guardrail lighting, and drainage repairs. We received 3 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to William Charles Construction Company, who's the low bidder at $3,324,363.16. They've committed to meet our DB requirement.
Industria, why were they non-responsive? Find out.
So, yes, Industria was non-responsive because they failed to meet our financial requirement as explained in the contract bid documents. We require each of our bidders to supply us with their IDOT Certificate of Eligibility, which kind of tells or certifies the volume of work in dollars that they think this company can do. So the job was for $3 million and their certificate only said $1 million. So they were deemed non-responsible on this.
I think this is something, though, we will be having, as I think you know, a presentation next week per some of the questions that have been asked at previous, particularly this committee, meetings on our diversity efforts and, you know, what we can do to help encourage both racial and gender diversity, but of course also just diversity of companies on our projects. And I think for smaller opportunities, you know, that fit into certain criteria, maybe thinking about some of those financial requirements. But this one was advertised per all of them with this requirement. So.
Okay. Yeah, they did file a bid protest, and the CPO's office denied the protest request. I mean, well, reviewed it and didn't uphold it.
Okay.
But we did meet with Industria, so we sat down and talked with them also. And,
okay, good. Just to make sure we met with them, explained.
Yeah,
okay.
And subsequently, they have gone back to IDOT, and they are getting their certificate updated. So hopefully, and I encourage them, please bid on future towing jobs.
Okay. Thank you for the explanation.
Item 6 is a construction contract award. This is for installing ramps at the Irene Road interchange on I-90. We're going to install a new westbound entrance ramp and a new eastbound exit ramp. Work also includes some resurfacing and widening of Irene Road itself, and we're going to be putting electronic toll plazas on both of these new ramps. We received 3 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to William Charles Construction Company. It's a low bidder at $6,950,000, and they've committed to meet our DBE goal on this work. Item 7. This is a construction contract award. It's for reconstructing 2 crossroad bridges over I-90, one at Garden Prairie Road and the other one at Anthony Road, both over I-90. We received 4 bids on this contract. An award is recommended to F.H. Pash and S.N. Nielsen and Associates, who's the low bidder at $7,793,822.27, and they are committed to meeting and exceeding both our DB and our veterans goals. Item 8 is a construction contract award. This is for replacement of the Mitchell Road Crossroad Bridge over the Reagan Memorial Tollway. That's I-88. Work also includes some pavement repairs in the vicinity of our Aurora Toll Plaza, Plaza 61. We received 5 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Herlihy Mid-Continent Company, who's the low bidder at $3,835,500.85. Herlihy won this bid based on utilizing ECP credits. They've committed to meeting our DB and our veterans goals, and they have a subcontractor, Viking Brothers, who's a veteran-owned company. They're going to be working for the tollway for the first time.
Okay. So a lot of these bids are coming in under the engineer's estimates, too, which is good.
Yeah, I think overall, the 11 construction contract awards were averaging 9% under.
And you're getting a lot of bids. You're averaging, what, 4 or 5 bids on these projects?
Which we like also.
Yeah, it's good. Thanks.
So item 9 is a construction contract award. This is for fiber optic system relocations in support of our construction contracts. We received 3 bids on this contract. An award is recommended to Western Utility Contractors, who's the low bidder at $3,798,986.50. They've committed to meeting our DB goal, and they have a new subcontractor to the tollway, Pan Oceanic, who's also a DB firm.
And this is a system-wide,
yes,
contract for the installation of.
So we're relying on the fiber optic system for all of our toll collection and communications, and we need to get it relocated in advance of any of our construction projects, and that's what these folks are going to do for us.
Have they done work for us before?
I believe I would have to find out.
Okay.
I believe they have, but we can check on that.
What percentage is the DBE?
10%.
Okay. So they're committing to 10%?
Yes.
Okay.
With Pan Oceanic.
I got you. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Item number 10. This is a construction contract award. It's the Wooddale Road Crossroad Bridge over Illinois Route 390. This is on our Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. Work includes widening and reconstruction of Wooddale Road. Also construction of a New Hanson Court Road and advanced earthwork for some of our work planned on Illinois Route 390. We received 6 bids on this contract. The award is recommended through the joint venture of Dunnett Bay and Plody Construction, who's the low bidder, at $19,977,569.87. And they are committing to exceed both our DBE and our veterans' goals.
Do you attribute the lower prices here? This is about $4 or $5 million lower than the engineer's estimates to the competition, the bidding, the 6 bids, or the
well, the competition definitely is a strong contributor.
Is it changing out there? Is it a lot more competitive?
I also...
Or is it the same?
I think it's the same. That's what I'm experiencing, or that's my...
It just seems like there's more bids than I remember the last couple of bulletins.
I think,
I think it also depends on the size, right? So,
yes.
You know, as you get larger in size, there are fewer companies. Then you get too small, also maybe sometimes there can be less interest or less companies that are willing to take the risk of competing. So maybe size has something to do, because these are all kind of in the same range.
On this one, I will tell you, the engineers overestimated one aspect of this work.
Okay.
They actually were responding to some local concerns on access, and we made some modifications to this Hanson Court that I mentioned, and so that aspect of the work was kind of added in at during the pre-final stage. So the engineers felt, you know, the work was actually going to cost a lot more, and it turned out that, you know, the industry responded with qualified bidders bidding at much less than that. So. And this is one case where I think the engineers, they overestimated that one aspect of it.
Thanks.
Item 11, this is a construction contract award for road and bridge rehab between Lake Street and Meacham Medina Road on Illinois Route 390. This is also part of our original here, Western Access Corridor. We received 4 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to R.W. Dunham & Company as the low bidder at $17,654,587.06. And they've also committed to meeting our DBE and our veterans' goals. Item 12. This is a professional service contract, and it's for design upon request services. In support of our maintenance facilities, site plan work. Typical tasks will include development of site plans. Award is recommended to the MBE firm, Millhouse Engineering and Construction, in the amount not to exceed $600,000. Millhouse is a DBE firm, and they've also committed to exceed our DBE goal on this. And they are utilizing a veterans-owned firm, Trinity Graphic and Packaging Solutions, who's going to be new to the total.
Great. Thank you.
Can I just ask a question? I want to go back to 11 for a second.
Sure.
Maybe it's because you're waiting for revised quotes, but under the diversity program detail, it shows both of them at 100%. Isn't it usually some percentage of the percentage? Do you understand what I'm asking?
That's a good question.
Which one?
On the second page.
Item
11. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is accurate. We're still waiting for revised quotes.
So you just put 100% in as a placeholder?
As a placeholder, yes.
Okay.
Well, let's not do that. Let's just say still waiting or something. Or get in the future.
Well, I think it's correct.
Okay.
So the DBE goal is being met 100% by, it looks like, Aretha Construction. And the veterans goal is being met 100% by industrial plants. So now we're reporting both the DBE and the veterans.
Right. So we should look at the certification, and if it's the VOS,
it can be overlapped.
No, it cannot be overlapped.
No, it can't be. There are two separate goals.
Two separate goals.
Yes.
So if you look at the certification column,
okay.
Maybe we should
separate the table.
You can just train me. I mean, I can figure this out.
Now that we know, it did look odd, but now I see in the certification column, we have one as the veteran certification. So
okay, that's helpful. Thank
connect
you.
The dots.
And what does waiting for revised quotes mean then, just to get the precise dollars?
Yeah, well, generally speaking, what this means is that we have a statement from the prime.
Oh.
And we'd like a confirmation from
the subs. I see.
That's what we need. What's really needed.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to bring us back. Thank you.
Okay. 13?
Yes.
So item 13 is a supplement, a professional service contract supplement. It's in the amount not to exceed $599,688.74. And what we want to pay for here is some additional design services. It's under contract 5660, which we hold with Reynolds Smith and Hills. The supplement's going to provide for repackaging of a previous construction contract that we let for the far western section of I-88. We did award two of the three contracts. Engineering did not feel comfortable moving forward with the third one. It was like $10 million over our engineer's estimate, and also we only had a single bidder. So we did some investigation of, what was driving up the cost, and it looked like the structural items were actually the ones that were being bid a lot higher. So we're gonna split the contract up and separate the structural from the roadway and rebid it later in the year. So we think that there's going to be...
Because there are some companies that really specialize in structural,
yes,
period.
It's not necessarily the easiest way to implement this work, but we think it'll generate some more competition and give us a better price, and also pushing it into 2016, which we can do because the condition of the road is not that bad. We think it's going to free up some of the capacity in the marketplace too. We do struggle to try to get strong competition in those far sections of our system, but this is what we feel is the best thing to do. Item 14, this is an extra work order. Requesting funding in the amount of $229,049.80. It's on contract 4601 with Lohr Construction. And what we're asking them to do is remove and replace 820 feet of single-phase concrete barrier wall that exists along the right edge of the shoulder and the bridge carrying westbound Illinois Route 390 over Meacham Medina Road. So we're requesting this upgrade to the barrier wall because the tollway upgraded its standard for the barrier wall to match the current federal standard. Those changes didn't occur early enough for us to get it into the existing contract before it went out to bid. But we do want to make this change. All future tollway contracts do have the right standard in it, so the contract is tracking very close to the original award amount, and we did get confirmation from Lord that they plan to still meet our DB goal on this work.
So we modified to basically make sure we upgraded the standard to meet the federal standard that changed after we had put out the
correct
specs on this. Okay.
Correct.
Thanks.
Item 15 is a change order, and this is requesting funding in the amount of $284,426. It's on contract 4602. With FH Passion SM Nielsen, and it's to haul and place excess suitable material at a proposed embankment location along the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project. The change order is necessary because we had to modify our detention pond there because of a conflict with the ComEd corridor, ComEd and IDOT. This is all on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access corridor. ComEd and IDOT have an agreement to co-share the corridor, and we're honoring that. We had to make some modifications to our detention basin, which resulted in some additional earthwork. We did work together with all parties here, including the utility, to minimize the cost of this change, and the result is actually helping us get some of that earthwork done ahead of time, because we're putting it in a location that we're going to use it later on the project. This contract, too, is tracking very close to its original award amount right now, and we do have confirmation from the contractor that they're going to honor our DB goal. Item 16 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $281,658.60. It's on construction contract 5686 with Plody. Contract is anticipated to be completed within budget, and we're anticipating they're going to meet their goal also. Okay. Item 17 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $75,000. That's on construction contract 4072. It's a joint venture of William Charles and Rock Road Companies. This contract is being completed within budget, and the DB commitment has been met. Item 18 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $310,892.58. It's on construction contract 4164 with Hurley Heaton and Continent. This contract also is being completed within budget and the DB commitment has been met. Item 19 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $50,000. It's on construction contract 4125 with Lord Construction. The budget, it's slightly over budget, but we added some work to this, and they had are exceeding their DB goal. So the DB was involved, I think, in some of this additional work, too.
So all these final release of retainages, all were completed within budget and all met DBE goals, except for this last one, which was a little bit out of budget?
Yeah, and in my notes, I know that we had a, there was some bridge hit that had to be addressed in this contract, which we are addressing it, and I believe that is going to be reimbursable to us by the third party who caused the damage.
Okay.
We also have a manhole that when we went out there, we discovered that it was deteriorated, so we replaced that. And we did make some upgrades to some of the guardrail.
Thank you.
So item 20, typically we defer these items to the full board for discussion in executive session.
Okay. We'll defer that to the full board.
It's a land acquisition.
Have we seen these parcels? Did they get sent to them?
They did get, I think they did get some. Yeah, they did get emailed to us, yeah.
Yeah.
Good
thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, any questions regarding those engineering items we just reviewed? We have some recusals, but I don't think there's anybody here that's recusing.
Correct.
Okay. Any objection to taking these items together, or would you like to break them out?
Take
them together. Okay. So we will.
Which one do you just thank me?
Number four is deferral.
Yes. Okay. So well, let's take items one through three then. Items one through three under engineering, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Move the full consent board agenda. Item four will be deferred to the full board. Item 5 through, can we take item 5 through 19?
Yep.
You take those together, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, move the full consent board agenda. And item 20 will be deferred to the full board.
And I think there may be a couple of items. We always try to work to get everything ready for committee, but there may be a couple of things that are coming to full board, and I know Paul will be ready to present those if we can get them ready so that we don't have to hold them another entire month.
Yeah, we appreciate that. But there's still a couple things being worked on, though.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks, Paul. Okay, legal has several items.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. We have a few IGAs and utility agreements. All of which are zero-cost agreements for the tollway. Item number one is an IGA with the Village of North Aurora in Aurora Township. Paul just described the bridge reconstruction at Mitchell Road over I-88, and this agreement merely establishes future maintenance obligations, which are going to be assumed partly by the village and partly by the township. And we've seen standard agreements such as this in recent months.
But no cost to the tollway?
No cost. All the construction is picked up in the awards you just issued for Paul. Item number two is an IGA we've reached with the River Valley Metro, which is a special transit district serving the Kankakee area. This transit runs bus services from Kankakee up to Midway Airport and is a frequent user of 294, the south end of 294. We've had discussions and have reached a deal with this special transit district to enable them to travel without paying their tolls on an annual basis, but in exchange for which they're going to be providing the Illinois Tollway with certain advertising rights on their buses as they're traveling their system promoting I-Pass. Their general usage ranges in the area of $6,000 per year in tolls, We are quite confident that our advertising rights received are going to be exceeding that, and we have built-in protections that if any of their usage would increase to a material extent, we will sit down and renegotiate. We built in a five-year term, so we always have a chance to relook at this in a few years, and we are quite confident it's an appropriate use of an IGA.
I just would like to comment. I think, you know, in our, as one of our big goals is working with other transit agencies and also increasing the amount of use of transit, ironically, to advertise on the side of the bus that people should get iPasses. It's a little odd, but I think this is great. I'm glad that we're doing it. I think we do need to encourage the more multiple person vehicles on the tollway. So we want to thank the key people to be able to get to Midway.
Thank you for that.
You want everybody to be able to get to Midway if they want to.
Right.
The Center Government Agreement, it doesn't require any legislative approval, does it?
It does not.
Okay.
We are just dealing with this as a private agency-to-agency relationship, which is very standard for an IGA.
And then is this in perpetuity, or does this have any...
No, as noted, we've come to an arrangement for a five-year term. It can certainly be extended, but we thought that would be a good time period to kind of reassess the relationship. It's also fairly standard with our IGA practices like this.
Excuse me, back to item one on the intergovernmental agreement with North Aurora and the township. We're not responsible for any maintenance, right, of that overpass, as far as the deck and the bridge?
We are today.
But we will not going forward, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's why it's no cost to the tollway. Yeah. We're making these improvements, so obviously there's a cost with those. We'd be making them anyway. But the long-term maintenance is going to be shifted.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to clarify that. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, just one other. On item two, what's the precedent, if there is one that we're establishing here? I mean, what are the principles that we're saying permit this to happen?
You know, there may be a difference. The closest precedent I think we could think of potentially would be PACE, although it's a very different type of arrangement since that's dealt with legislatively.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, to your
point. It used to be this type of agreement. So this is a smaller authority. We didn't think it necessary to have them go down and seek legislation. But I think the general principle here is that, you know, for a nonprofit public agency that's providing a public benefit, as long as we're getting something in benefit, so it's, you know, not free passage, which would violate our indenture, mm-hmm. we feel comfortable. And I think that ultimately IPASS, you know, it's a good, we obviously want to get the word out about this important benefit too, so I think really a win-win for a very small cost, really.
Okay, so
if you could even characterize it as that.
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. It is a public entity.
Yeah, okay,
I thought you would
say special transit district.
I thought you would say that. And presumably, if there were other entities like this that came to us, it would be I was thinking more of the precedent we're setting, not the precedent we're following. It would be a case-by-case basis on how we would handle it.
Sure, but I think, you know, obviously we're making, as you said, a commitment to partnerships with transit providers. So, you know, I think we're open to partnerships with transit providers, but it would be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. And I think, you know, this is an intergovernmental agreement, so it's a public entity, and that is, you know, one thing that we thought was important in this evaluation.
Okay, thank you.
Item number three is an intergovernmental agreement with Northern Illinois University. This is going to be a deal for the tollway to transfer custody of 25 retired Panasonic computers and related mounting brackets that have been used historically in our District 15 trooper cars. NIU has a need for these dated computers, which will actually be an upgrade, I'm told, for their patrol vehicles on campus. We think it makes a lot of sense, and of course, District 15 is a utilizing party, but we, of course, fund and technically own these, so that's the right entity to be engaged with NIU on this deal.
And they've agreed to promote us on our broadcast on certain
on the side of the computer.
Yeah. We've reached a very similar, although they were unrelated associations, I assure you, a very similar consideration in exchange for this transfer to also get some advertising within the NIU community.
Thanks.
Our item number four is an IGA with the city of Lockport. The tollway today owns just over an acre of land at 143rd Street, just west of I-355. The city of Lockport is interested in that acre for incorporating it into a new public park. And so the tollway is going to be making the transfer of that completely unused parcel to the city of Lockport. The original owner of this land before it came to the tollway was IDOT, and in the transfer that brought the land to the tollway, there is what's known as a reverter clause, which says that if the land is ever used for a non-public purpose, it actually reverts to IDOT. So we are comfortable making this transfer to the city of Lockport, knowing it's going to be used for a public park, that in the event it ever would not be, this would revert back technically to IDOT.
How much land is this? How many acres?
Just over an acre.
Just over an acre.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to plant milkweed?
We should put that in. It's not in.
Milkweed.
Can we get that in?
I go look at Taka, aren't the Chicago?
No promises. We'll request it.
I'm speaking for Director Wiseman.
That's right.
That's
right. Item
no,
five.
We'll tell them about this, right? We'll make sure we tell them milkweed is what we're looking for.
Right. Item 5 is a relocation agreement with BP Products North America. This is our standard protocol agreement. No cost, just lays out the operating procedures we will utilize if we potentially come in conflict with one of BP's pipelines that is underground. We expect to be near in upcoming construction activity. Item 6 is a similar standard protocol agreement with AT&T Illinois. This is part of Illinois Bell Telephone Company. And again, these are no-cost agreements, and we've seen many of them in recent months. So we would urge their approval here.
Very good. Items 7, 8, 9 will be deferred to the full board.
7, 8, 9 can be approved then, yes.
Any questions regarding the legal items 1 through 6? There being none, any objections?
I'm going to recuse myself on 4 with the intergovernmental agreement with Lockport, only because I know the attorney that voted. Just not that it's a problem,
but maybe we can get the milkweed now with your help.
I don't know if it's a problem.
Because Paula, do we have to do something special?
No. Should we defer to the full board?
We have a
forum
to vote.
I've been the deciding vote in it.
Yeah. Should I recuse myself because I'm friends with the attorney that worked on this project for Lockwood? Not that there's any money being changed. I just want the optics to be right.
I think it can't hurt.
Okay.
You and I.
Then under legal, do I hear a motion to approve items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent board agenda. Item 4, we have a recusal. Director Darcy, do I hear a motion to approve item 4 under legal?
I'll move it.
A second. I will second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent board. Under legal, items 5 and 6, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves the full consent board agenda. Items 7, 8, and 9 will be deferred to the full board meeting next week.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Is there any unfinished business? Anybody? Any new business? I don't believe there's a need for executive session unless there is. Okay. There being none, do I hear a motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.